From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, January 6, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Friends of St. Patrick's Church met on Tuesday, January the 4th, at the Washington Irving Senior Center in Catskill to discuss future plans for the church. The group's plan include completing the extensive renovations required to make the historic church functional again and having engineers and other professionals involved in that process, parishioner Deb Johnson told the paper. The group received $25,000 during a fund drive started in early December, and people have committed to help with the needed repairs to the building, Johnson said. She said, and I quote, "We want professional people to do the work," end quote. News of extensive mold and structural problems did not surprise Johnson. She said the report recently completed by the Village of Catskill was identical to another report released 10 years ago. A formal appeal to save the church has been submitted to the Vatican, and an answer is expected in 4 to 6 months. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany shuttered the Catskill Church 10 years ago and announced its permanent closure in May. The diocese said the 131-year-old historic building located on Bridge Street in the village was in poor structural condition and the needed repairs were cost prohibitive. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register-Star that Affordable Self-Storage of Hudson presented its expansion proposal to the Greenport Planning Board last week. This will be Affordable's fourth storage facility located at Fairview Avenue and Kip Lane in Greenport. The company has proposed a new 16,000-square-foot temperature-controlled building be constructed on an undeveloped 4-acre parcel located north of town on Kip Lane, owner Todd Barright said Wednesday, January the 4th. Barright said the building would be appropriate for the storage of items requiring, and I quote, "more particular care," end quote, than a traditional self-storage unit such as antiques or fine art. The proposal was presented to the planning board last month. Affordable hopes to begin construction in the spring, Barright said. Planning board member Sandra Kipp, owner of Kipp's Mobile Home Park, expressed concerns with the plan. Kipp lives on Kip Lane, which is currently a private residential road. She said Barright contacted her over the summer, but since that conversation, his proposal has changed. Kipp declined to comment further until revisions are made to the site plan. Those revisions will be submitted to the planning board before the January meeting. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. The New York Times reported that on Thursday, January the 5th, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases issued new health guidelines calling for parents to give their children foods containing peanuts early and often as a way to help avoid life-threatening peanut allergies. The Institute recommended feeding children, starting when they are infants, pureed food or finger food containing peanut powder or extract before they are 6 months old, or earlier if the child is prone to allergies. Babies should not be fed whole peanuts or peanut bits, experts say, because they are a choking hazard. The guidelines represent a drastic change in the advice provided by physicians. The new recommendations have the potential to significantly lower the number of children who develop one of the most common and lethal food allergies, said the Institute's director. Peanut allergies are responsible for more deaths from anaphylaxis or constriction of the airways than any other food allergy. Children who develop a peanut allergy generally do not outgrow it and must avoid peanuts for the rest of their lives. You can read that full story in the New York Times. Columbia paper that the Taconic Hills Central School District joined the Cold War Veterans Exemption Program for property tax assessments on December the 21st. 41 veterans serving between 1945 and 1991 in the district can now receive an exemption of 15% up to the maximum of $12,000 on the assessed value of their primary residence in the district. Veterans with service-related disabilities are eligible for a maximum exemption of $40,000 on the assessed value of their homes. Taconic Hills District Business Manager Sybil Howard said that participation in the program would have, and I quote, "a great impact," end quote, on school taxes paid by district residents not eligible for the exemptions. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Sheriff's Office Paul Van Blarkum says he will not change anything about the way his officers do their job if Kingston declares itself a sanctuary city. The proposed resolution says, and I quote, "enforcement of federal immigration laws is the prerogative of the federal enforcement agencies," end quote, rather than local police. Van Blockham said, and I quote, "We never start by asking those questions about immigration status if we're handling a call. They, the deputies, might ask you for some kind of identification. Then there's very few people, even people who are here illegally, that don't have some type of documentation," end quote. Kingston Police Chief Egidio Tinti agreed. Tinti told Kingston lawmakers last month, and I quote, "This resolution would not change how we do our business," end quote. Van Blockham said officers asked for immigration papers about 20 times in the past year. Albany already is a sanctuary city. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Eon Higgins reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the music store in Great Barrington, Massachusetts is closing. Shop owners Claudia D'Alessandro and David Reed said in a statement on January 3rd, and I quote, "Competition from the internet and changing shopping habits have made it impossible to continue," end quote. The store specializes in acoustic instruments with the largest ukulele collection in, and I quote, 75 miles in any direction, end quote, according to the owners. The store closes January 31st. You can read that full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Jack Howland reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Congressperson John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, has opened offices in his hometown, Kingston, Delhi, and Washington, D.C. Faso said in a press release, and I quote, "Should you ever be in need of assistance, please do not hesitate to call our offices," end quote. His offices are in Kinderhook, number 2 Hudson Street in Kinderhook, 518-610-8133. The fax number is 518-610-8135. In Kingston at 721 Broadway, telephone number is 845-514-2322, and the fax number is 845-514-2541. In Delhi, they are at 111 Main Street, telephone number 607-746-9537, and the fax number is 607-746-9527. And in Washington, D.C., at 1616 Longworth, with a telephone number of 202-225-5614, and a fax number of 202-225-1168. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers, mainly before 7 a.m. today. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 27 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 13. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of snow after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 20 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 10. And on Sunday, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 19 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 7. Sunrise today was at 7:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:39 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 6th day of January, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.